A protest in Wrangell on Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of a mining disaster in Canada and sought to bring attention to mines being developed across the border from Southeast Alaska. KSDK's Katerina Sestarek reports.
About 100 people marched through Wrangell behind a banner that read, "Keep the Stikine Clean." They marked the one-year anniversary of a British Columbia mine disaster with a rally and water blessing to raise awareness for other BC mines that could pose a threat to Southeast Alaska's rivers and salmon. Wrangell tribal member April Hutchinson said she hopes the community effort will make a difference.
We don't want what happened at Mount Polly to happen on the Stikine. And we just want to make everybody aware, especially here in Wrangell, at the mouth of the river, aware that we are here and we're not going to stand for it.
A lot of the perception is that since it's going on in Canada, that we don't have much of a voice down here. And I think that's what this is about, is trying to get people motivated and involved in showing them that we do have a voice in this.
That's Mike Hoyt, who helped organize the event, along with Salmon Beyond Borders and the Wrangell Cooperative Association, the local tribal government. Last August, the Mount Polly mine in central BC spilled millions of gallons of mine waste into a salmon-bearing watershed. The owner of Mount Polly, Imperial Metals, also owns the Red Chris mine that opened this summer upriver from Wrangell. Red Chris has the same waste rock storage system that failed at Mount Polly. Clinkett and Haida tribal members, other Wrangell residents, conservation organizations, and representatives of First Nations in Canada marched to the Chief Shakes Tribal House to sing, dance, and learn about BC mine issues. There was a strong call for unity between Native tribes of Alaska and First Nations of BC in efforts to prevent another mine disaster. Jacinda Mack is from the First Nation in the vicinity of the Mount Polly spill. She told the crowd this was the first year the community didn't have fish, and she's very worried about potential long-term effects on the environment.
My hope is that we can, my people from the Suquepem, where the Mount Polly mining disaster happened, can work together with the different tribes of Alaska, because we have so much in common and so much to learn from each other and share with each other, and, you know, to protect our common interests of healthy, clean water.
Mac said she wants to help protect Alaska from the same problems. Oscar Dennis of the Tahltan Nation near the Red Chris mine talked about his direct action campaigns to expel other resource extractors from that area over the past 10 years. He said the rally was a start, but getting the U.S. and Canada to invoke the Boundary Waters Treaty could take some extra pressure. The treaty is intended to settle disputes about bodies of water shared by the two countries.
Letter writing's not going to get it done. And you know, you could sit here for 10 years and watch it, and by the time everything's over and destroyed, then, you know, you wake up, that's a little bit too late. You know, you have to force your politicians to take action. That's basically the only way. I mean, my experience after 10 years on the ground, it's the only way we've ever gotten results.
But Wrangell Tribal Administrator Aaron Angerman said it's important for everyone to get educated about what could happen.
And if Wrangell could wrap their heads around not having fish for a whole year, possibly longer, maybe really open their eyes to see what could happen with this mine up there, the Stikine.
He plans to host more events like this in Wrangell, and he hopes more Southeast communities will follow suit. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katerina Sestarek.